This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it is DeWendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday, presented by Masters Ease. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with our two former Packers. Mm-hmm. It's just me and the franchise, Tim Allen. He's the only man good enough to fill in for all three of those jokers.
Sitting in
one seat.
Stealing money, sitting in.
How you doing this afternoon, Tim? You good?
Well, a little bit of a relapse. This can't kick it, but other people get
Can't kick what?
This is not a flu, whatever.
I thought you had a problem. Man. All right.
Well, I definitely have that.
We got a lot to get to this afternoon.
We can rule out
and
flight
6 o'clock.
Life,
not ruling out a trip to the hospital, though.
You knew Brewers Talk was in store with Tim Allen sitting in on the Wendy's Big Show, and that's coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll check in with our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel, 3:35. We'll hear from the man himself, Aaron Rodgers, at 3:48. And Rob Reichel from BombingInFootball.com makes his weekly visit at 4:35, and a special prize pack for a Throwback Thursday this week. Yes, sir.
A special
prize pack.
Whoever wins, or how does that work?
Whoever wins is going to get more than we would usually give away on a Throwback Thursday.
You nominate an artist?
Well, here's the thing. We'll get into that a little bit later. I want to get into the meat of the subject.
Well, this will be quick. Billy, go over the moves the Brewers have made in the winter meetings. Okay?
Check.
Then we're all done. We'll talk about that in about
Well done. Very thorough.
Yeah.
Very thorough.
Thanks.
On your part.
I like to be prepared.
No problem. Who is that guy on the other side of the glass?
That is Christian, one of our interns on the Bill Michaels show.
Oh, okay.
It's actually Chance the Intern's final day today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Rami barely got to know him.
No, I got to know Chance about as well as I get to know an intern.
I like that name. I like that name, though. Chance is a cool name.
Gary gave that one.
That's a
Gary
good one.
Gary gives most of the nicknames. Yeah. And he gave Chance. Is today's Chance's last day, really? It seems like
that's
he just
why
got
I said
here.
It, yeah.
Oh, no. That's too bad. If the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention, would you shut down Aaron Rodgers? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We went through yesterday, Tim, all the scenarios in how the Packers can make the playoffs and who all needs to lose and they have to run the table. I don't know what the math is in terms of getting knocked out. Like, if they lose another game, I don't know if they're out or who else needs to win to knock them out. And I'm not going to get into all that right now. But if they are knocked out of playoff contention, do you shut down the franchise quarterback coming back from a broken collarbone?
Like mathematically?
Yes, mathematically eliminated from playoff contention, whether this week or week 16. Do you shut down the franchise who's coming back with the broken collarbone? Get in at 414-799-1250. You could also tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Well, we don't like the hypothetical if they lose, but we have to talk about it, and that is it's pretty simple for me. And that is, if they're mathematically eliminated, thanks for the time. We're going to get you even further healed up. What more can he do? I mean, if they had signed a young wide receiver like 3 weeks ago or something, and there needed to be a little work on that, some chemistry going on. The one thing, the caveat I will throw out there is that him working with Jamal Williams might be something to work toward after you're mathematically eliminated. But I think Aaron Rodgers can handle the chemistry with a running back. So that being said...
Yeah, the chemistry with a running back is just hang out back there. I'm going to throw the football all day. That's the chemistry with a running back.
Yeah, and I
Make
think...
sure you block.
Know your blocking assignment. Right, that's the biggest one.
Yeah. So the answer for me is if they get mathematically eliminated at any point, then Rodgers is going to sit down and heal up, and we'll see you next year.
Could a medical opinion change your opinion on that?
No, because...
Like a professional medical opinion?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay.
I mean, what's the gain?
What's the gain? You know what's really surprising to me here on a Thursday afternoon with Tim Allen sitting in on the Wendy's Big Show? I had this topic down yesterday. And the reason that I had the topic down yesterday was I thought, Well, I was in the camp of, yeah, I shut him down. I shut him down if you're knocked out of playoff contention. There's no need to risk the well-being of the franchise if you're not going anywhere this year. And I thought you, Tim, the Herm Edwards of 105.7 FM, the fan, the guy you play to win the game, you play to win the game guy. That's you.
Right.
That's always you. So I thought we'd be at odds on this, and it would make for good radio. Here we are on Thursday afternoon, 24 hours after I came up with this question, and now you are saying you would shut him down. And I, after hearing Dr. Brian McCarty from Midwest Orthopedic Hospital yesterday, who joined the Wendy's Big Show and talked about the Aaron Rodgers injury, and we asked him, is Aaron Rodgers at any greater risk of injury than he would be in any given NFL game? And here's what Dr. McCarty said.
Oh, hold on.
Check.
I really don't think he is. I mean, the only part that would be at more risk is because he still has a metal plate. Sometimes you can see fractures next to the plate, right? He won't fracture where the old fracture was, that's for sure, because it's been repaired. But, you know, he has, we call that a stress riser, where there's the metal is actually a little stronger than the bone, and sometimes you can have issues next to that. But, you know, the risk of that is really fairly small. I mean, let's face it, guys, you play it out there, you know what it's like. It's a rough game, and anytime you can get hurt, but I think if he's throwing the ball as well as he's throwing it, his conditioning, I'm sure, is great. He's probably as healthy as he's ever been at this time of the year otherwise. So I expect him to come out and play well.
So you say to play to win the game, but if they're mathematically eliminated,
right,
what would be the positives to have Aaron Rodgers play two additional games?
Well, then why should anybody play? Just forfeit him. Why should David Bakhtiari go out there and put his well-being on the line? Why should Davante Adams go out there and put his well? Everybody's at risk for injury when they step out onto an NFL field.
They are, but that guy's that guy.
Okay.
That guy's the guy.
Right. And he gets paid to play football. And I'm not that guy. I'm not, well, they get paid, they should go out and play. And these guys are soft nowadays. It's not like back in the day when they played with a broken leg. I'm not that dude. And I very much would handle Aaron Rodgers with kid gloves if I'm the Packers and I thought there was any risk for re-injury. Gary asked Dr. McCarty, what about reports that the bone is only 80% healed? This is what Dr. McCarty said.
It's either healed or it's not healed, Gary.
So you don't play the 80%, 90%, 60%, you don't play that game?
I don't think so for this. I mean, these types of fractures, if you see, we call it osteosynthesis, right, where the bone is completely healed across. If that's healed, it should be as strong as his other clavicle, right? So if it's as strong as his other clavicle, then there's no reason that he can't play.
Tell me this.
And I think that's the case.
If this thing gets broken again, and it's been broken in two different places already, does it matter if it gets broken, re-injured again on one side or the other as far as long-term effects?
Well, if you look at the statistics, which I did in preparation for you guys, actually, you know, running backs and quarterbacks have a higher rate of having problems returning to normal sport after a injury to their clavicle on their throwing or handling arm. I honestly think a lot of that has to do with older techniques, to be truthful. I think the newer techniques with lower profile plating, anatomic reduction of the fracture, I don't see any reason that should be the case. I mean, I know in my patient population, we see a lot of these types of injuries, and most people get back to full activity with no residual issue.
So it sounds like he's as good to go as any other football player. He even said in there that he's probably healthier now than he is most seasons.
But mathematically eliminated, why would you take a chance? Why would you even take a chance? I'm not saying play the professional sports afraid of injury. That's not what I'm saying. And we can't pretend that people are going to get hurt. Bottom line is quarterbacks have been dropping like flies this year. And for look at your guy, you're Derrick Rose. Rami, there's a perfect example. Some years ago.
Yes.
Was it a playoff game or was it a stretch game? I can't remember.
The first time he tore his ACL?
It was like a 30-point.
That was a playoff game.
Game one.
Yes.
Yeah, and they were
Philly.
Up by
I'll never
what?
Forget it.
They were up by 15 or whatever it was with 2 minutes or the game was out of reach, right? I think that was the point.
Yes.
Game was out of reach. There's an example right there of just crazy things happen. And with him coming off the surgery, since it's mathematically eliminated, number one, that they can make it in. And number two, give me a pro that he needs to work on something with someone to make this team better next year.
Okay.
That I'll buy. So, if you're saying developing a relationship with a stud wide receiver that happens to be young, doesn't have the reps against with Aaron Rodgers that another receiver has, Jordy, Devontae, et cetera, Randall Cobb, okay, that I could buy. I could buy those types of arguments. But if there's nothing additional or nothing new, then why would you play him?
So by that logic, then, Tim Allen, nobody else should play week 16 and 17 if they're eliminated from the playoffs on Sunday.
Only your guys that affect your entire season, like Rodgers does.
Everybody affects your entire season.
Not everybody.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers has
everybody.
Okay. Well, there's 10 or 12 guys, though.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has the greatest impact on the team. There's no denying that. That's obvious. We're stating the obvious.
Well, he touches
by saying
the ball
that.
Every play.
But if David Bakhtiari, who covers his blind side, was to go down with some sort of injury that affected him long term, left tackles are one of the hardest things to find in the NFL. We know Clay Matthews is fragile as glass, and Clay Matthews is still the best player on your defense. He could get hurt at any moment and affect the long term future of the Green Bay Packers, and defense and pass rushers are impossible to find in the NFL today. So shut down everybody, and from now on, in any season, according to Tim Allen's logic, in any season where you're eliminated from playoff contention,
you protect.
Just shut it down. Just forfeit the rest of your games because you could get hurt.
We don't want to get injured.
Right.
That's not it.
It's a really good argument, though, Rami, that you brought up when you look at David Bakhtiari. And it was the argument that a lot of people were having that aggravated me when you were talking about, would you bring Rodgers back if he's not 80% or 70%? They're a football player. And you're going to tell me David Bakhtiari hasn't, if he's 70% at this time of the year, that's a great thing.
Right. Exactly.
Rodgers wants the numbers, and he wants to get in there for three more games. He missed seven games, guys.
Yeah.
You don't think that he knows one?
Want to miss seven more?
Well, he'll only miss one or two then.
Are you worried about maybe, you're worried about maybe an injury that could affect him next year and further on down the line? That's what you're worried about?
You saw what it did to Green Bay with him being out eight games.
It's funny you mentioned that. I asked Dr. McCarty about that as well.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, that's good.
And there's a big difference between this and what Romo had, because I think everybody's going back to that and saying, oh, look what happened to Tony Romo. But Romo didn't have his repaired. You know, he had it repaired the second time around. The first time he let it heal, and he probably didn't have a complete union of the fracture. Or he did, and it was weak there. But I think with Rodgers, if I'm him and I have a chance to play, even if I break it at the plate, it can still get it repaired again and be ready for next season. So I don't see that there's a huge risk from that standpoint for him playing.
So what is then the chemistry that's being developed to make this team better if Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are eliminated this Sunday?
Nothing.
What makes this team better heading into next year by playing Aaron Rodgers against the Vikings and the Lions? What makes it better?
I'm not saying that there is necessarily anything to gain. I'm saying there's nothing to lose, and these guys are paid to play football, and as long as he's not at any serious risk of re-injury or at any serious risk of long-term effects from an injury, then why not play him? He's getting his paycheck. He goes out there and he plays if he's not at greater risk. It's that simple.
Certain players are more valuable to your team than others.
Okay. So anytime the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention,
maybe
shut down Aaron Rodgers.
Certain players.
If there's an injury or there's no injury, just shut him down.
No, I don't know.
Because of the risk of injury.
No. Not if there's no injury. I thought we were just dealing with Rodgers specifically.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is this is the same thing as there being no injury.
I don't know. I'm no doctor, and no disrespect to
Dr. McCarty.
Bacardi Coke over there.
Don't you besmirch Dr. McCarty.
I'm
walking because of that man, all right?
Again, I find it hard to believe that thing is 100% like it never happened. I find that hard to believe. One hit, one guy. And you know these young dudes, Rami, they want to make a name for themselves. I mean, Anthony Barr, as crazy as it sounds, it's kind of a badge of honor knocking a guy out. It kind of is. Look what the Saints did some years ago.
Especially look in that locker room. At the other 52 guys. You're the one that knocked him out.
You know when you're
good work.
Certain teams were putting a bounty on guys for knocking them out. I mean, that's wrong. I get it's wrong, but it's just the way it is with these guys. I just find it hard to believe that he is absolutely 100% like it never happened. And that's why there's a little bit of risk factor. And nonetheless, is the risk reward, you know, out there, because you saw what happened with Hundley and with the Packers scuffling, and they bailed themselves out with a couple of overtime victories, and thank goodness they did. But nonetheless, you see the impact of a Aaron Rodgers-less football team. You want to lose him potentially for the first four or five next year, and all of a sudden, then what do you say? I don't know. Once it's mathematical, then who cares? You want to play a couple of series, Aaron, I'll meet you in the middle. Go out there and throw the football around against Minnesota for a little bit, and then we'll see you later. Sit you down.
If the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention, do you shut down Aaron Rodgers again, this time for the rest of the season? 414-799-1250. Tim Allen says, yeah, shut him down. That's where I was until I talked to a guy with a degree in medicine yesterday who works on joints and knees and collarbones and athletes and tries to get them ready to play again. He says there is no greater risk for Aaron Rodgers than there is in almost any other player in any other game. So why not?
Is somebody on the defensive unit of Carolina or Minnesota or Detroit, do you think they're going to hit him just a little bit harder?
I think people are trying to hit Aaron Rodgers every week. Like you said, it's a badge of honor. It's a violent game, and guys are rewarded for violence in terms of respect from teammates, et cetera, et cetera. And taking out the franchise, yes, that's an advantage for an opponent. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but that's every week in the NFL.
God with number 12 on his back, man. I can't risk that when there's no playoffs or Super Bowl on the line.
414-799-1250. How about you? We'll find out when the Wendy's Big Show returns with wrestling themes on a Throwback Thursday.
I'm so excited Tim's in
Masters
for this one.
Me too. Jeez. Oh, and the one that brings us out is one of the absolute best. It's the Wendy's Big Show.
You're going to get this.
Here he comes.
58, 59 are going to run all over the place, and all of a sudden the glass shatters.
Jeans, no shirt,
no
leather
shirt.
Vest. Double fist and beers.
I thought this
down,
was the entrance music for my man, Cactus Jack.
No, this is the entrance music for Stone Cold Steve Austin. You guys already broke the first rule of Throwback Thursday.
What?
The music plays 30 seconds before we speak.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Always plays at least 30
seconds.
Singing. Before we
just
speak.
As long as country music isn't on, because then Rami just turns his headphones off and listens to that.
I still let it play for 30 seconds.
Doesn't this just get you jacked up?
Yes, I want to punch somebody right in the face.
I used to listen
to
this. Yeah. This was on the five songs I used to listen to when we would go and play, and this was like number three.
Yeah, I love this.
And just gets you fired
up.
This
is one of the absolute greatest wrestling themes of all time on a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters East with wrestling themes bringing us out of the break. We're asking you the question right now. If the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention, would you shut down Aaron Rodgers? What are you doing?
Who am I right now?
I don't know. What are you doing? You're staring right at your phone. I have no idea. It's like 3 inches from his face. Sparky? Are you Sparky
Coming
right
up
now?
Today at 2.
He's gotten better. He's gotten better about that.
Lovely girl.
He's not in
we
his phone as much as he used to be.
In 7 minutes and 38 seconds. Be right down the hall to see you, honey. Love you. Hugs, kisses, XO. What? You were guys
if
were talking
Packers
about Packers?
If the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention, would you shut down Aaron Rodgers? 414-799-1250. Or you can tweet
that.
Us at 1057FM. The Fan. That was Tim Allen, not Rami Makloff, doing his best Steve Sparky Pfeiffer impression. So it's not your ordinary Throwback Thursday. Real quick, we got to go through this before we get to the calls on Aaron Rodgers. First of all, next week, the Throwback Thursday artist is already determined. It's a Christmas tradition. It'll be a Gary-oke Christmas. Gary sings Christmas songs.
Okay. And that's next Thursday?
All next week, Thursday, yes. So we're not taking votes. I figured what we can do is take requests.
Is he working next Thursday?
Yeah, he'll be here next Thursday. We check the schedule and everything. If you have a favorite Christmas song and you'd like to hear Gary Ellerson's interpretation of it...
Okay.
Tweet that at 1057FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback.
So like I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yes.
Billy, what would Gary do doing
that? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's
Come on,
good.
Rondo, you get this? Just like the ones I used to know.
Gary, I'll drop in. What you know about this?
What you know about this, Rom Dog?
What you know about this, Rom Dog?
Hey, Leroy.
So rather than
a song,
defensive coordinator says
that is no good, Gary.
I'm so glad I'm here because so far everybody who's not on the or not here for the big show today has had an impression of them made. So
yeah, now everybody's got to go and vote for Leroy Butler for the Pro Bowl. Now you do it as you go on to 1057FMTheFan.com. It's on the right side, the tab down.
I don't know if that's your Sparky or your Joe.
That's Sparky.
That's your Sparky.
That's okay. A crossbreed.
Right. It's a crossbreed. It
it's a little. Yeah. You got a little bit of Joe when you're Sparky.
Yeah,
I like to interpret.
And not only is it out of the ordinary in that way for a Throwback Thursday, we have your normal $25 gift certificate for Master's Ease on the line, but we also, not only this week, but for the next 4 weeks, we have a pair of tickets to Northern Invasion 2018. It's going on May 12th and 13th up at Somerset Amphitheater, and this is something Jeff Orlowski could get down with. Here's some of the bands that will be at Northern Invasion 2018. Tool, Avenged, Sevenfold, Hold A Perfect on. Circle, oh, Alice yeah. in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, Stone oh, Temple Pilots.
Pipe Bomb yeah. all over it.
Yes.
Yeah. These are all names of bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
And real bands.
Yes, they will all be at Northern Invasion 2018. You can win tickets simply by getting in your request for Karaoke Christmas next Thursday for a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters.
There's a band called Tool?
Yes.
Tool.
Yeah, they're big.
Are they big with like their fan
huge.
With their
no,
with
big.
Their other band Korn?
No,
that
Tool.
People are trying both to tell those, me is a real band.
Both of those bands were big. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I'm not buying it.
Well, it's true.
Well, for Karaoke Christmas, I'm going to go with Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put that down.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, it would be a good one.
We're going to play the hits next week. Gary Ellison's going to sing the Christmas hits for
is
you.
Is Feliz Navidad already in the lineup?
That has to be in.
Okay, because that's my favorite.
Yes. I love when Gary does Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
Would you shut down Aaron Rodgers if the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention? Tim Allen says yes, despite expert medical opinions. Let's go to Dana in, I don't know what this says. Baby Tosh, what does that say in line two?
Hello?
Kenesha?
Kenesha?
Are you in Kenesha, Dana?
Kenosha.
Sorry, fellas. I'm sorry. I had you on Bluetooth. Okay, so.
Okay. Dana, where are you?
I'm in Cudahy.
Oh, in Cudahy. How did that turn into Kenesha in my.
Just like West Dallas is now West Dallas.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Dana.
Okay, my take on this is.
Rough start to his last day.
I wouldn't play him at all, whether we're out of it or in it or not.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're not good enough to win it all, so what's the point? Say, for instance, he plays in a meaningless game and something, God forbid, more serious happens and he can't play for the rest of his life. Or say he gets another injury that causes him to be out longer than 8 weeks or whatever it was this time. What was the point? He's in a meaningless game and now we're without Aaron Rodgers for another 7 to 8 games next year.
Dana, let me just ask you this. There is no way if the Packers get in, according to you, there is no way they can pull an upset or two in the playoffs over teams like the Rams, Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Seahawks, any of those guys, the
Tim,
Eagles, the Vikings.
Tim, they're a good football team, but in my opinion, with all the pieces that are missing already, they're not good enough to win at all. Say we do make it out the NFC. We're not going to beat New England or Pittsburgh or whoever we go against in the AFC. No magic carpet ride this year. I'm sorry. I'm a huge Packer fan. Love the Packers. Would love to see them win it all. I'm just a realist, and I don't see it this year.
Appreciate the call, Dana.
Got it, Dana.
We're going to get more into the Packers' chances at 4 o'clock, but I really don't understand that mentality. I'll explain it to you at 4 o'clock why I don't understand that mentality, but I really don't understand that mentality that we just heard right there. Right now, the question we're asking, if the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention, are you shutting Aaron Rodgers down for the rest of the season? Dr. Brian McCarty from Midwest Orthopedic told us yesterday he's not at greater risk for injury. If he does suffer another injury, it shouldn't have any long-term effects, at least to the collarbone. And you're always at risk for an injury when you step out onto an NFL field. Despite that, Tim Allen says, yeah, shut him down. No need to compete. Let's go to the to West on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, West?
West here. How you doing? Milwaukee native.
Is it West or West?
This is West.
West, no T on the end.
No T on the end.
We're doing great. We're doing great back there.
Chance, what's going on back there, man? What's going on, Wes?
Hey, well, Milwaukee native, living in L.A., diehard Packer fan. You know, if they're eliminated, I'd shut him down, too. I disagree with previous caller, though. If they can make it, I'd keep him in and go as long as you can because that's part of the game. If you sneak by a game, you might be able to sneak by another one.
Look at the other team's perspective, Wes, and I'm with you there. If you're the Saints, let's say you're the Saints, and the Saints are in and Packers squeeze in, and then all of a sudden the Packers and Aaron Rodgers come waltzing into New Orleans. You don't think the Saints and their fans are a little nervous that number 12 could pull the upset here? Without question, they would be.
They're horrified. They're waiting for that Hail Mary. Every time they breathe, 30 seconds left, if they're within a scoring distance or within range, Aaron Rodgers has the ability to beat your ass. And that's what you think. So you leave him in, you play it out, you see how it plays out through the playoffs.
Simple as
but
that.
But you would shut them down if they're knocked out of playoff contention.
Yeah, you know what? I'd play them a couple plays, but I think I'd shut them down because nobody expected them to get hurt the first time. If they're definitely eliminated, I would at least limit his play. I mean, I'd give the fans a little bit of Aaron because they paid for it and they deserve to see the best and they come to see the show, but I don't think I'd leave him in the whole game. I don't think I'd risk it more than a quarter or two.
Would you shut him down in any season that you're knocked out of playoff contention, regardless of whether or not he suffered an injury earlier in the year?
No, if he was healthy, I'd play him through. I mean, you're going to get
me
I'd
too.
Rotate more people through to get him some reps.
So me too.
I'd probably do that differently if I, you know, I'm not a coach, so I don't
right.
have the ability. But
thanks for the call, Wes.
Thank you, Wes.
So, what's
West.
The difference?
The difference is I find it hard to believe that, and I know I respect Dr. McCarty. I get it. I find it very difficult to believe my common sense, which could be jaded, obviously. I find it hard to believe that collarbone is 100%. I just find that hard to believe. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Yesterday,
I'm no doctor.
Bart Winkler was getting all upset because everybody thought they were a doctor. And I heard that. I heard that on the radio. I saw him going off on people on Twitter. So I was like, you know what? Let's put an end to this. Let's put an end to the speculation, the armchair doctor, the common sense, as Tim just referenced. Let's talk to a real doctor. Let's get an expert opinion on this and put all this to rest. So we did that, and still, we have people, including you, Tim, who are trying to play doctor.
No, I'm just saying I'm not a doctor. But, okay, let me try
this.
But
you stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
Let me try and use this tact. What if he gets the same hit, same injury?
Uh-huh. He goes this offseason, they put a plate and 13 screws in, he goes through rehab, and he's ready for next year.
You just simply do it again? It didn't compound the issue that you did it again to the same spot?
Well, Sparky asked Dr. McCarty, is there any long-term effect if he was to break that collarbone again?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, that's good.
And there's a big difference between this and what Romo had, because I think everybody's going back to that and saying, oh, look what happened.
Right, that's
to
all we
Romo.
Need to hear for the purposes of the question that we're discussing right now. He just told you there's not any risk for long-term effect if he breaks the collarbone again. And he also said that he's not at any greater risk of breaking the collarbone than he would be any other time. If anything, he said the collarbone is probably stronger right now because that plate is still in there. Mm-hmm. Now, he could break it next to the plate, but he could break a bone every time he steps out onto a football field.
Could.
And he's getting paid for 17 weeks. If he's healthy, he plays. That's how I look at it. Tim disagrees. How about you? 414-799-1250 and the Wendy's Big Show. Will be right back. Sport. It is a throwback Thursday.
Is this Jet? Lion. Cactus Jack
wrestling
music?
Feet. No, this is not Ric Flair. Cactus is that Jack. The only wrestler you know?
Well,
are you going to ask that because I got a bad
break?
That
and John Cena. Maybe. Yeah, he knows those two names.
I think John Cena's music is in the...
How?
Is on the playlist.
No.
Yes.
I got yelled at last time when I did that because he's not 20 years out.
And I got asked if Sparky was here today because our throwback curator, good old KS, didn't want to get yelled at again.
Is it at least his old one or is it his new one?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think it's on the playlist. I told him I don't care. And he made a great point. He said if Pearl Jam gets voted in for a throwback Thursday, we don't only play their stuff that's 20 years or older. We'll play their whole catalog all the way up until their last album.
I like that.
So why not play wrestling?
There's the voice of reason, Ronnie Maklouf.
That's my role here on the Wendy's Jeez. Big Show.
I'm still trying to figure out if that's true or
not. It's a throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. We're not taking your votes for next week because it's a karaoke Christmas. We're taking your requests. If you have a favorite Christmas song you'd like to hear Gary sing, tweet that at 1057FM, the fan, with the hashtag Big Throwback. And on the line is, as usual, a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's and a pair of tickets for Northern Invasion going on up in Somerset on May 12th and 13th. That's your request at 1057FM, the fan, with the hashtag Big Throwback. Usually Gary has his arm raised. Are you doing your Gary Ellerson impression again by raising your hand?
Well, I just had a question. Can I nominate one more?
One more?
Yeah.
What's that?
One more song?
Sure.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Is that going to be in there too?
That's got to be it.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
That's a good one.
We're going to have to hear that.
We're also asking you right now, if the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention, would you shut down Aaron Rodgers? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1057FM, the fan. Let's go to Waukesha, check with Rick. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Rick, what's up?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on, gentlemen. First time caller.
Nice.
And I'm coming at you. I was raised in Chicago, but I'm actually a Steelers fan, so I look at it at a different view, not just as a Packers fan. I reside here in Waukesha, but in all honesty, I got to agree with Tim. There is no way if playoffs are basically not in our future, I wouldn't risk it. Not necessarily because I'm a fear of him re-injuring. I'm more in fear of him just getting hurt in general. I'd rather take those last few games, and develop Huntley a little bit more.
Okay, thanks. Now, if there were
smart people out there in Waukesha,
very smart people live out there in Waukesha. You know, if there were something to gain in terms of chemistry or rhythm or a certain playbook experimentation, if there was, I don't see any of that. Do you? Maybe I'm missing something here.
You're right. There is nothing to gain, but there is nothing to gain for all 53 guys on that roster. There may be nothing to gain in Week 15 and future seasons where Aaron Rodgers didn't suffer any injuries.
Well, and that's why people do rest their players. Too? I mean, people do rest their players late in the season, Rami, heading into the playoffs. I mean, they do. I mean, that's sole purpose for the risk of injury. I mean, they do.
Yeah, if guys have nagging injuries and you want to get them healthy, okay. But Aaron Rodgers is as healthy as he's been in Week 15 at any point in his career. There is no injury. He's healed. There's no risk for re-injury.
Does it seem to you that
if he gets hurt again, there is no long-term effects from that injury?
I heard Gary say it the other day. Does it seem to you guys that there just seems to be more injuries?
Yes.
More injuries?
Yeah, there is. It's not just it seems, there is. That's a fact. The numbers dictate that.
All right.
Okay.
That is number 12?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like it's number 7, it's number 12.
Yes.
So, wouldn't you want to protect number 12?
Always. I will do my best to protect number 12 while still having him do his job.
Are you getting better having him play against Minnesota and Detroit despite them being eliminated? Is your team getting better? I guess maybe you could...
Are you getting better by playing David Bakhtiari or Clay Matthews or anybody else?
Well, those pertinent and paramount guys, I'd probably pull back too. Clay, I'd take out of that equation. Clay's not Clay. Clay's just there these days.
He's still the best player on that defense.
And
I had questioned that until I saw them without him for a couple of weeks when he was injured, and then I saw them with him.
You think
and
he's
Gary
better than Morgan Burnett or Ha Ha?
Yes.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think he's the most impactful in terms of opening things up for other guys. Nick Perry is a different player when Clay Matthews is on the field.
Totally
Blake Martinez is a different player when Clay Matthews is on the field. He changes the way teams will scheme, and it opens things up for other guys on that defense.
But in that sense, too, Blake Martinez is a much different player when Kenny Clark's not in front of him eating up a double team.
Absolutely.
So is that another guy that you would sit down? Because he's nursed an ankle injury for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
If you want to talk about
a guy that's not 100%, that guy is not.
If guys have nagging injuries, if they're less than, say, 80-85%, and there's nothing to play for, shut him down. Fine. I understand that. Aaron Rodgers, according to what I heard from a medical expert, a sports medicine and joint therapist specialist, is not in any way injured and is not in any way at risk of getting re-injured.
Even with no injuries, Rami, when it's not mandatory that there's something on the line here for an NFL team, quite often they will pull back the troops and sit him down. Even no injuries at all.
Well, how about this?
Just do it.
Whoever's not under contract for 2018, they can go out there and play.
Yeah, our future.
I can't believe I'm on this side of the argument and you two are on that side of the argument. You're played to win the game, guys.
You can't win the championship, so it's over.
Right.
It's over at that point.
So then just forfeit. Don't even show up.
The argument would be, to me, And I hear what you're saying, Rami, because you know we're all about winning, or at least I am. I don't want to speak for Billy. The argument
Billy's okay, do
the final two games
just not wait
help you win a Super Bowl the following year?
No.
Okay, what can you say? What can you say in the Minnesota and Detroit game that can emphatically tell me, and I'm open to it, and maybe I'm missing something. Well,
guess what? There are like 20 teams in that position. Should they all just shut down all their good players?
Tell me how it helps you win the next championship that you're alive in.
Okay.
So that's how I look at it.
So 20 teams in the NFL right now should be shutting guys down, injury or not.
If they're eliminated,
there's at least 20 teams that are eliminated for all intents and purposes from the playoffs.
But a lot of those are in a little different situation, Rami, that they have younger quarterbacks. They have younger receivers. There is a development that needs to be, you know, out there with chemistry and things like that. That does, you could say, that does help you win the following year's championship.
We'll take your calls for one more segment on this at 414-799-1250 when the Wendy's Big Show returns.
Cactus Jack?
No, man.
No.
Not even close.
Shane McMahon's theme music.
Who?
Shane McMahon?
Never heard of him.
Didn't you see me just doing the dance? I was rolling through here on my Shane McMahon two-step.
Dancing around here. It could have been the Hokey Pokey for all
I I got better dance moves than that.
We're asking you right now.
You should know that.
If the Packers are knocked out of playoff contention, do you shut down Aaron Rodgers? Despite medical opinions that say he's not at any risk, greater risk of injury than he would be on any other given week, and any injury he suffers now, it doesn't have any chance of being having a long-term effect than any other injury at this point.
Can I just ask this then?
414-799-1250.
If you're mathematically eliminated from playoff and Super Bowl contention, what is to gain then?
You know what? We got a tweet about that. First, I want to tell you about Masters East and what they got going on over there. Great holiday gift ideas for Bucks fans, Brewers fans, Packers fans. Tim can get in on this. At their Waukesha store only, autographed bats, 30% off all remaining Ryan Braun bats right now. Limited quantity available. 50% off all baseball acrylic and glass cases, including bat cases for all those souvenirs
those you bought
for Ty. And also right now, canvas pennants in three sizes for you Badgers fans starting at $19.99. I also have them available in Chicago Blackhawks pennants. Great for dorms, you know, cubicles, whatever the case may be. Go over to Master's Ease at their Waukesha or Glendale location and check them out at MasterZs.com. And get in your request for next week's Garyoke Christmas Throwback Thursday by tweeting your favorite Christmas songs at 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I got another one.
With the hashtag Big Throwback.
Josh Groban's The First Noel.
Ooh. I don't know.
I want to hear Gary do that.
I like upbeat
the
Christmas.
More upbeat, yeah.
Yeah. That's a little slow for me. Somebody requested Ave Maria, the opera song.
That would be perfect.
That might be pretty good.
That might be one
that
of them.
That might be pretty good. Ryan, in response to your question, Tim, on what's to gain in terms of any chemistry or development that you might get out of playing Aaron Rodgers the last few weeks, says, Tim, Rodgers hasn't played with Allison all season. How about getting back on the same page with Cobb, Montgomery?
Okay,
what about getting reps, comfort with the new running backs? And
running back I get. I mentioned that.
He said A-Rod doesn't play preseason, so these could be valuable game reps.
I guess that's the argument you could make, because in theory, then further development of that chemistry may help you. One play that you learn in the final two games may help you win a Super Bowl next year. I guess that part of it I will accept, I guess.
It is interesting, Tim, when you talk about the running backs, Jamal and Aaron Jones, both of them pass blocking are subpar. I think Jamal Williams has him beat a little bit.
A little better.
There's a technique to blocking for Aaron Rodgers that guys do have to learn and figure out how he's going to maneuver out of the pocket, where you can find your sweet spot to fall out if a guy's bringing.
I get it.
If they're bringing the linebacker that's on you, I get why you wouldn't want to even have him risk it, because he's the money.
Well, what happens if he misses a block and the Malachi crunch, all of a sudden, bam.
The what?
That's the risk you take.
Is that a wrestler?
But they can do the same thing
in
week three
crunch?
Next year.
No, but that is kind of a Milwaukee thing, I guess. Happy Days.
What's
happening? Malachi Brothers.
So it's like an old person Wisconsin thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Baby Tosh and I are completely lost. Here's another tweet from Dan. He says, football is entertainment, right? I want Rodgers to play for playoff possibilities, sure, but even more than that, I just love watching him play.
That's true.
He's possibly the greatest to play the position. He's a joy to watch. I want to see it.
Potentially.
Tim wants to rob fans of that.
Well, no, but I it's in an effort to win a Super Bowl next year. So whatever helps there, I'll be open to any conversation or argument that says once you're mathematically eliminated this year, anything that helps you win a Super Bowl the following year, I'm open to. So can I leave it at that?
Yes. I mean, it's kind of a way to back out of the topic, but yeah, sure. Let's go to Jeff in Muskego. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The only thing I had a problem with is the guy from Cudahy saying he's a Packer fan and saying we have no chance of winning. I don't think we had a chance on winning last year, and we made it to the NFC Championship game. And as far as maybe shutting down Aaron, it might not be a bad idea. The only good thing that would probably happen of it, if we did lose at Carolina, we'd probably lose the next two games, and we'd have a third-place schedule instead of a second-place schedule. So that would make next year's schedule a little bit easier. And then I had a question for Tim as far as, you know, shutting down ballplayers. What if a Major League Baseball player, say any team, whatever, was mathematically removed from making the playoffs, but a pitcher had an incentive clause in his contract that if he made a certain amount of starts, he got $1 million bonus, but the franchise says, well, we're shutting you down because we don't want you to get hurt. How would that go?
Perfect example, Timmy.
It is.
Zach Davies.
Zach Davies.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
That's right. It cost him, what, $23,000, mm-hmm. something like that, to get sent down.
Just before the All-Star break.
Yeah, I'm not all for that. I mean, I'm not about that. I mean, these guys go to war for you.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't, I know, although economics is part of the game,
but when you do stuff like that, when you have shady dealings like that,
comes back to get you.
These guys all talk to each other.
Yeah, and now they all go on Instagram. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And when it comes time to try and bring a free agent here, and they talk to Zach Davies, and he knows that they cost him money, that affects guys' decisions. That stuff travels.
Regardless of the money thing, though, baseball, I think it's slightly different because you'd have to take a look at the opponent and the opponent's pitcher that weekend series, that final, you know, two or three games to say that, are we going to be facing this guy next year in an effort to win a World Series? And can I get some live reps against that pitcher or a reliever late in a game where I need to come up with a big hit next September? There's something to be said about that, too.
Big Tex Hank 96 tweets at 1057FM The Fan. What to gain? How about appreciation? I paid $350 a ticket and airfare to go to Pittsburgh last June. If I had tickets in these last games, I want him to play. What about the product? Keep the hope.
Okay. All right. I get it. The entertainment value. Now, just that situation darn near cost you the shot to make it into the playoffs, did it not? In hindsight. Now, looking back.
What cost you a shot?
Your backup quarterback. And the way you played around him.
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, I didn't.
To a degree. I'm not going to lay all the blame on him.
He started seven games. I don't think his play was disappointing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that his play individually wasn't disappointing. I didn't expect much better than a 3-4 record without Aaron Rodgers, regardless of how the quarterback played.
All right. Well, in case this happens again, maybe Hundley. The final two games, once mathematically eliminated, Aaron sits down, passes the baton to Hundley. Hundley gets a little bit better next year just in case it happens. Could that be a bonus?
A little bit, sure.
A little more development for Hundley?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm grasping.
But I think we've reached peak Hundley. I don't think there's a lot more to squeeze out of that lemon.
That's true.
I really do.
You called him a lemon?
Yes.
Yeah, but any live game reps bump your decision making that got a lot better later on in the year.
It did. But it's
just so unprecedented because since Rodgers has been the starting quarterback, you haven't been eliminated since the first year.
But live game reps for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I know. And that's why that hypothetical is hard for people to wrap their head around because you've never been knocked out of playoff contention with a healthy Aaron Rodgers. But the way Tim is thinking and speaking, it sounds like you're saying that if you were knocked out of playoff contention with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, you'd shut him down.
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you're consistent across the board. You're
overall,
not,
for sure.
You're not going against expert medical opinion.
If I had to make the decision, I probably would, yeah.
You know, Tim Allen comes with Brewers Talk. That's just part of the deal when Tim Allen joins the Wendy's Big Show.
Don't
and
make
sits
it sound
in.
Like a...
No, I'm looking forward to it. I've been wanting to. Earlier this week, Gary said this on the air yesterday. Sparky and I had Brewers Talk, and Gary looked at us and he was like, oh, I'm not really feeling it.
Billy,
and when
real
that's
quick,
the case, you just don't do it.
Real quick before he sets up the next segment. Billy, let's go over the winter activity
right,
for the Brewers at the winter meeting.
Let
ready,
me pull
go.
Up my shirt. Sheet. Here we go.
You said pull up your shirt.
That was it.
That was
all
it.
Right. All right. We're all caught up.
Can you pull your shirt back down now?
Yeah, now I can.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was disturbing. So Bruins Talk with Tim Allen coming up next.
That's where I keep my notes.
On the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.